celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer is off today, and she'll be disappointed because we're going to spend the next half hour, a good part of it.
Very disappointed.
With a fellow that has made quite a name for himself in various areas, actually. I met J.R. Martinez on a flight a month or so ago. I'm trying to remember where we were. We ended up in Phoenix. I think it was Dallas to Phoenix, as I recall. And it was after a bad storm had blown through Dallas, and we were all late, and the plane was like 7 hours late or something, and I saw him, and I was getting up because I was antsy, frankly, and he was up, and so the two of us just started talking about some of our roots and the story that he presents, perhaps best shaped, maybe, by understanding the phrase, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. Here's a guy who has made his own luck, Richie, blaming luck. There are a lot of people who have negative things that happen to them, and they go right down, they go away. I know people, I've worked with people who seek out failure like a heat-seeking missile find a target. They do it because they're so full of fear, and they have, we've got an epidemic
where everything
fear
happens to them. Right.
Exactly.
I always
right.
say
somebody else's
right.
fault.
The biggest realization
right.
in my life is when I listened to the song, really listened to the Led Zeppelin song, Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Yep. Right. So here's a guy who's taken a chance. He could have failed. He could have gone away, but he didn't. He's made me a believer. I had a great conversation with him on the plane, and I'm happy to have J.R. Martinez here. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, wow, that was a nice introduction, man, just based on, 10 minutes on a plane, right?
Well, I think when you get right down to it, I'm very good at reading vibes. There are people who have stories to tell, and this is, let's face it, when we're doing, you just started doing a radio show in Los Angeles on KFI, so you understand the importance of telling stories. You've been involved
right.
in stories because you've been on the soaps there. What was it? It's One Life to Live you were on,
all,
right?
All My Children.
All my children. Oh, my heavens.
They're all kind of the same anyway. So
right. And you've got your story based on your experiences in the service. You were a real star in Dancing with the Stars. And you've written a book called Full of Heart. You've done a lot of things. And what really astounded me, Richie and Roberta, is he's only 29. I thought
wow.
you were older
really?
Than I did. And I've said to people after I met you, this kid's only 29 years old. Everybody thought you were a good deal older than that just because of the experiences.
As you guys know, when you go through experiences like that, you really in a lot of ways don't have a choice but to kind of grow up. You know, you're put into,
well, you can do what I just said. You can fail. You can be full of fear. You can
absolutely.
Go away.
Yes.
You can discover that nothing works if that's the way you look at it. But it isn't. Maybe I'm not sure it's about luck. I think it's about putting your head on straight and saying, okay, this is not going to get in the way of me being a success. Whatever it gets in your way.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it came down to for me. It was, you know, yesterday I actually, I get a lot of traffic through my website and a lot of people sharing their own personal stories or sharing
sure.
someone else's story. And the cool thing that I love to do is actually, yesterday I ended up speaking to two burn survivors, that one that's been burned a year ago, one that was burned a month ago. And when I called both of them and just to talk to them and just to kind of say, hey, you know, this is what to expect, this is what it's going to be like. I mean, I pretty much just said to them, I said, listen, you know, you can't control how this happened to you or why this happened to you, but you definitely can't control what happens from this point on. And you have to realize that and understand that. And I think that sometimes we get so caught up sometimes when things happen to us in life because it doesn't happen the way we wanted it to happen, or it doesn't
right.
happen, you know, with the people that we wanted it to happen, the time frame, that we get caught up in panicking and are complaining. And some people, you know, have a tendency at times to look at it and say, okay, you know what, yeah, maybe this sucks. Maybe this is not what I planned for myself. However, okay, what do we do now? There's pieces in front of me that I can piece together to make this one beautiful picture. And, you know, and that's what I was able to do with my life. And I was able to, you know, just kind of look at the pieces on the floor that came in the box and just say, okay, be patient. Even though, you know, it was hard at times, but be patient. And before you know it, you have all the pieces together and you got one beautiful picture.
That's why you're making such a great motivational speaker. We're talking to J.R. Martinez. Go back, will you, to your childhood and bring us through what you went through, the events in your life that have most significantly shaped who you are now.
You know, one of the things I did a lot of, I was raised by a single mother. My father left when I was just 9 months old. I never met him to this day. You know, but, so my mom, being a single mother from Central America, El Salvador, you know, learning the language, learning how to get a job, my mother trying to find love, as everybody does in this world, not having so much success, being around men that were pretty abusive, in one way, shape, or form. You know, I always saw my mother go through a lot. And, you know, whether it's just working multiple jobs, whether it's, you know, not getting the raise, or maybe it's the frustration of not being from this country, the frustration of her family outside of me being in another country and not seeing them, and the men, and just going on and on and on. But she always smiled. She always smiled. And I remember as a kid, I said to her, I asked her one time, I said, why do you smile so much? I said, because I know what you go through. And it doesn't feel like as if you should smile most of the time. And she said, well, I smile because I think that if I smile, I invite good energy into my life, into the situation. Yeah. If I don't smile, then if good energy is coming or blessings are coming, then I push it away. And that's something that really stuck with me. I mean, I moved around a lot when I was a kid, you know. And I think seeing my mother go through a lot of the things that she went through, I think me moving around, I think me kind of, you know, being exposed to different type of people, kind of in a sense, a little bit of diversity, it just prepared me for the life that I was going to have today. You know, it's the adversity when we all face it, you got to still find a way to smile. And, you know, and that's the great thing about when I had the opportunity to write my book that came out a couple of months ago. When I wrote my book, the whole purpose was that I wanted to share with the world, the people that have come to know me, that it wasn't all smiles and Mr. Positivity. There was a lot of hard days. There was a lot of difficult things that I went through. But I still found ways, even though I appreciated that moment of sadness, in a sense, depression, in a sense of regret and anger and being a victim, I still accepted that. Then the next moment I said, okay, you know what? Stand up. Now's a choice. No more of that. Move on to the next phase. And I just have to constantly remind myself to just, you know, hey, snap out of it. Snap out of it. It's good to appreciate the moment and the feeling, but snap out of it because, you know what? There's something there. And if you stay in this moment, you won't be able to see the great opportunities that you have in front of you.
So when did you decide to, when you were in high school, what were you thinking about? You were going, what were you going to do when you got out of high school?
You know, I joined the Brotherhood of Boys that think that one day they want to be professional football players. Right. And that's what my goal was. That's what my plan was for the rest of my life. And unfortunately, right when I was high school was tailing down, I started thinking about the next phase of that. You know, high school, college. And college wasn't going to work out because of the fact that they told me I would not be eligible to play sports at the college level for 2 years because I had lacked a couple of credits. So needless to say, you know, I was stubborn and I wanted what I wanted. And I told my mother, I said, if I can't go to college and play football, then I won't go to college. Something parents do not want to hear ever. And I stuck to that. And when I graduated from high school, I sat around trying to figure out what's the next option for me. And all of a sudden, one day I see, as I tell people, I saw an option present itself on my TV screen. And I thought, well, wait a minute. This could really be a solution to this big problem I find myself in. And it was the United States Army. And I went and found out more information about it. I liked it. And I came to my mom and I said, I know exactly what I want to do. She said, what is it? I said, I want to join the United States Army. She said, no way in hell. Mm-hmm. And she shot me down right away. And the reason why was because I graduated high school in May 2002. So 9/11, for a lot of us, I remember, happened just a few months before. We already had troops in Afghanistan. There was rumors about troops going to Iraq. My mother being from El Salvador in the early 80s, there was a war happening there. So she'd witnessed what this war was about. My mother had already lost a child due to an illness that my sister was born with. So my mother threw all of that into a pot, and it just didn't look good for her, you know, in regards to her youngest and only son. And she said no, but I was really strong about it, and I believed in it, and I felt that it was the right thing for me to do. And I said, Mom, it'll give me an opportunity to learn about life, travel, it'll give me an opportunity to go to college, get the credits I need. I'll be able to
join the army and see the world.
You see the world. You know, and it's you know, I feel like my example was almost kind of like one of those examples of guys that joined the military, and they say, you know, I wanted to travel and go everywhere, and they say they were stationed at one base for 25 years. You know, they didn't go anywhere, because I joined the military in September 2002. I did basic training until December 2002. January, I got to my unit, and literally March, I deployed, and April 5th of 2003 is when I was injured. So it all happened so quick. My friends give me grief all the time and say that I spend more time in the hospital than I did on active duty. So
talk about the injury, JR.
Well, the injury was, you know, my job in the Army was infantry, so what we did a lot of when we were overseas in Iraq, we escorted different convoys to get, you know, from point A to point B, you know, just making sure they got to their destination safely. And on the 5th of April of 2003, we were escorting a convoy through a city called Karbala. You know, we were driving on this road, we were told that we were going to have to reroute, and when we started to reroute, we started to drive on the new road. I was a driver of a Humvee, there were three other soldiers in the vehicle with me, and we drove a very short distance when all of a sudden, you know, my front left tire ran over a bomb. I ran over the bomb, and, you know, the other three soldiers were thrown out of the vehicle. I, on the other hand, was trapped inside. After about 5 minutes of being trapped inside this vehicle, I was pulled out. I sustained burns over 34% of my body, but the biggest threat at that time was the fact that I had inhalation damage. I was evacuated. They put me in a medical-induced coma. I went from Iraq to Germany. Germany ended up in San Antonio, Texas, at a hospital called Brooke Army Medical Center. And, you know, 19 years old. And then 3 weeks after I was injured, I came out of a coma. And that's when, essentially, as we have in the veteran community, I have a tendency to say when we come home, that's when the real war begins, you know, because, you know, in a lot of ways, you have to fight it on your own. And it's a really tough one to fight. And that's when I saw my face for the first time. That's when I really had to embrace the fact that I wasn't the 19-year-old, strong, you know, independent kid. I was now a 19-year-old baby, essentially. I couldn't feed myself, bathe myself, go to the bathroom by myself. I couldn't walk by myself. I couldn't grab the remote, change the channel. And I completely, my body was completely torn down, and I couldn't recognize myself. And it was a big, on top of the fact that it was a physical hurdle, more importantly, it was a very big psychological, mental, emotional hurdle that I had to overcome.
But you have.
And I have,
and that's really what the story is here. I want you to pause for a few minutes with us. J.R. Martinez is telling us a fascinating and compelling story about his life. Now he's an actor, he's an author, a motivational speaker. He's got it going for him, and it's a good story. Stick around. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
We have J.R. Martinez with us here on the Good Day program. You know, I love to tell stories, and I love to have people on the program who have stories to tell. And there certainly isn't a young man around, I don't think, in the country who is getting as much attention as he has. And he's getting attention for the right reason. His experiences are what we're talking about. J.R. Martinez, who has a television experience. In the interest of time here, you've just told us the story about what brought you around to the realization that you were not infallible. You had an experience that changed your body, changed your life, and you could have gone away. You decided not to do that. So what was your thought process that made you decide, okay, I'm going to get the best of this and not let it get the best of me?
Well, I was really blessed and had some really cool opportunities come my way. You know, just great people around me that just would essentially kind of give me a sign that I needed to pay attention to. It was a choice of mine. What happened was about 6 or 7 months after I was injured, I was floating around, you know, throughout the hospital in between my appointments and therapy. And one day, one of my nurses asked me to visit a patient, one of her patients that just arrived at the hospital from being injured. He was in a bad place, having a hard time. I said no, and I said no to her on a couple of occasions, but she kept encouraging me. Finally, I said, okay. I went and spoke to the man. And when I was done, I realized, oh, wow, that felt good. I realized I was able to kind of have a positive impact on him. So every day I started visiting patients in between my own appointments now. And literally what happened was, because it's still 2003, so, you know, a lot of press wanted to come and talk to troops, wounded troops at the hospital. They started putting me in front of these cameras locally in San Antonio. And I would just sit down and do an interview. I was 20 years old. What did I know? And they started to tell me, well, you really have a gift for this. And then a year after I was injured, April of 2004, I got involved in a nonprofit that helps wounded troops. And I saw some gaps, and I experienced some gaps with my family, and I said, you know, I want to kind of help close those gaps for the other families. And I got involved, and I said, what can I do? And they said, well, you have a really good ability to be able to communicate. I want you to be our spokesman. I had no idea what that meant. I just said, okay, I'll go with it. And I literally started doing all this press around the country for this nonprofit to raise raise funds and be able to implement the mission statement. And by that, people started seeing me on TV and said, we want you to come speak. And would you come speak at the, whether it's a church or high school or this business? And I said, no, I don't want to speak. I don't know what motivational speaking is. And because quite frankly, in my young mind, I thought to myself, motivational speaking is boring because motivational speakers would come to school and I was in school and I'd fall asleep on them. So why would I want to be that guy? And finally, I tried it. You know, people kept encouraging me and I tried it. And I thought to myself, this is really cool. I actually enjoy this. This is fun. I'm making a difference. I'm helping other people. And it really, early on, it started off as it was about me. You know, even though it was about them, it was about me. And it was my therapeutic way of recovering. It was my therapeutic way of coping, of talking about my story. Because I am a true believer, whether it's when you talk about service members coming home and everyone talks about the four letters, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder,
right,
or anybody going through issues in life, I truly believe that if you get people to kind of, you give them the opportunity to talk, to vent, to get it out, that helps them so much. And that's what really helped me, was talking about it so much. And literally by the time I left the hospital, I was at the hospital for almost 3 years, and I had 32 surgeries while I was there, and then I've had a couple since. And needless to say, it was, by the time I left, I said, I want to be a motivational speaker. That's what I want to do with my life. And I tried, and I was trying, and I was doing okay. It wasn't as the way I wanted it to happen. I envisioned it in my mind. But then in 2008, Doug, I just got this amazing opportunity to...
In the interest of time, we only got a couple minutes left here. I would like you to spend a minute, if you will. You mentioned PTSD and the mental health care that's very controversial. There are a lot of soldiers coming back. We're hearing all kinds of things. The shooter of Bin Laden in Esquire magazine,
right,
the way that our soldiers are being treated. You were treated fairly and well, it would seem, but a lot of them are not. What do you think about that when you hear these stories of people maybe bring you in to try to get some help?
It's absolutely discouraging. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, that these individuals put so much on the line and we ask them to go and leave their families, you know, for so much time and to do so many things that, you know, for them not to necessarily get the treatment that they need when they come home. However, I do think one of the biggest things we have to do is we have to change the mentality that has been developed for years and decades and generations of going and talking to somebody is a sign of weakness. Going and talking to someone makes someone essentially a coward. That's not what it is. It's actually more a sign of strength and courage and bravery to go talk to somebody. And we have to really implement that. And I think that right now, the way the system is, they're trying to implement that, but these guys are too smart and they're just answering the questions and saying, no, I don't suffer from this. Nope, I don't feel that. Nope. And they get out of there and they move on with their life, but then they have difficulties. So I think what we have to do is kind of have a debriefing, as the same way we have a boot camp when they go into the military, and essentially tell these guys, you know, really give them a hardcore debriefing of preparing them to go out into the world, or just preparing them to come home to be, you know, reacquainted with the civilian world and everything that happens here. But I think we definitely have to do a better job.
I can hear in your voice why it is that you help people, and that's really what it's all about. So J.R. Martinez, his book Full of Heart, he's got a great story of survival and strength and spirit, also doing television and a radio show now in Los Angeles on the weekend. But good for you, and good to have you here, good to have you tell us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Now, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Uri Geller is going to join us, the mentalist. He's the original mentalist with his books on mind power and always something interesting to say about what's going on in the world and how it affects you in just a matter of moments. I thought this was kind of interesting. If you're at DougSteffen.com, the story of a San Diego couple who thought it would be really cool, really romantic, really nice, really great to get married in a hot air balloon. And then the balloon ran out of gas and crashed into a residential area. Luckily, nobody was hurt. But it was at, I think, about 10,000 feet. And the gas went, and then bang, it lands up in somebody's backyard in San Diego. And this is because, these things, this is like a rock, goes down like a rock. Strong gust of wind blows out there. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon, ever seen how this works? The gas, there's a furnace that gets lit, and it creates the circumstance where air is driven out of the balloon, expands it, and then that's how you get the lift. So as soon as the fire is out, whoosh, there's no more lift, and the thing goes down. So I'm looking at the pictures of this. The wind blew out the flame. The thing went a mile off course, and the basket holding the couple and 12 other people, this is another amazing example. Everybody's got their cell phones, so everybody takes their cell phones out and shoots the pictures as this thing goes down and crashes into the house. There were some minor injuries, but nothing serious. But what a reality that is. So you can check it all out. One of the many stories that's there for your listening and dancing pleasure, if you will. I mean, we just try to load up DougSteffen.com with lots of interesting stories that you can talk about. This is just one of them in today's show at DougSteffen.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com. Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
There's a practical reason that Uri Geller joins us every week here on the Good Day program. It's to help you use your mind. I referred to Uri earlier, and I do often, as a mentalist. We all know the TV show, The Mentalist. There are all kinds of words that have been used to describe Uri over the years. Go to his website. You can see the story of his life, fascinating things that he's doing. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com. One of the things that I remember experiencing with you at one of the events, one of the personal appearances that I was with you on, somebody came up to you to ask you, were they going to get a better job? In other words, some people see you as a psychic. Some people, there are all kinds of different ways of understanding what you do. And I wonder, I would describe you as a helper. I think that's really what you're here for. I think we're all here to help, frankly. But I think you're extraordinarily good at helping people who are in need, who are distressed, giving them something to think about. Oftentimes, it has to be not about themselves, right? Don't most people get into trouble because all they think about is themselves?
True, Doug, and I have to be very careful how I answer all my many emails, 300 a day. Many of them come obviously from ill people, sick individuals, parents who have sick kids, and I immediately make it clear that I'm not a healer and I'm not a miracle worker, and I always advise them to adhere to the medical arena, to go to a good doctor in the field of expertise that they need to explore. That in many different countries the mentality is so different and so varied because, for instance, in Russia, Romania, Poland, Ukraine, those countries are extremely superstitious and they believe in miracles. And they very quickly kind of become believers and sometimes they become very gullible. And when I get these emails of asking me to heal people, I tell them, don't spend your money on mumbo jumbo. Don't go to healers, psychics, etc., because most of them, unfortunately, will take your money and run. And then come the emails of people who complain that they're financially down, broke. Again, I'm not a financial guru, but I make my little book of mind power, which is extremely motivational and inspirational, free for people to read on my website. And I just direct them to the book and tell them to read it carefully. It's a short book. It'll take you 15 minutes to read, but you'll be definitely inspired after reading it. And the reason I have to be careful, Doug, is because you can't send people on a goose wild goose chase with, like, telling them things that are not really tangible, that are kind of half truth and so on. Even with the spoon bending, whenever I get an email from kids asking me to teach them how to bend the spoon, I tell them, forget spoon bending. Instead, focus on school. Become a positive thinker. Create a target goal to go to university. Believe in yourself. Think of success. Never smoke. Don't get drunk. So that is really my message in a nutshell.
All right, but how about if people who are desperate come to you for help, the mind power that you have exhibited over the years, fixing watches or fixing toasters or fixing whatever it is, 1, 2, 3, work. So that's a collective, we all believe in the power, I certainly do and you do, the power of prayer, the power of organized thought, the power of individual ideas among lots and lots of people. But I'm just, I sort of go back to those who are looking for jobs. It's a tough time in America, a tough time where you live in England. It's a tough time for a lot of people around the world trying to find work or subsistence. So how do you get somebody into the right mindset? Because I think that would be the advice. How to find a job is to have the right attitude, not to go to somebody and suggest to them that you're entitled to have a job, yeah, or there's a lot of stress in your life, or I need to pay my bills, so I need a job. I mean, all that stuff is nonsense.
Look, Doug, you hit the point here because people are looking for that facet, that angle, that dimension to keep jumping, to start them, to get them to think the right way, get them to think of a new way of thinking. And I believe that by doing that, and that is all, again, focused down to positivity. Be positive. Become a believer. Be confident in yourself. Then you are kind of tailoring your mind to bring in those aspects into your life. A lot of people say, well, come on, by thinking positive, or what does it do to me? I tell them, hey, don't think that way. Think positive. Again, look at the law of attraction. Look at the way you can direct things into your life. Don't think negative, because if you think negative, you bring yourself down. But then come the rational things, like networking, like pushing yourself, like knocking on doors, like meeting the right people, like sending the letter, sending the email, sending the picture. Because no one is going to come and knock on your door and tell you, oh, I want you to do this job for me, or I want you to come to work for me. You've got to open doors. And if someone slams a door in your face, you walk through it. Those are little tips in life that you've got to try. And once you try them, you will see, wow, it is really working for me. So you've got to physically do those little deeds that will bring you closer to success.
You know, people say, I have so much stress in my life. You create the stress in your life. Hard for some people to bring themselves around. But just thinking, how many times have we done on this program the exercise of breathing? Just stop, take a deep breath, reduce the stress. Somebody showed me a small card that they kept in the top drawer of their desk open, and they would, during the course of the day while they were working, when they felt they were getting stressed out, they would place their thumb on it, and oftentimes they'd get a stress alert, and because the thing would turn red, so that would mean there was a lot of stress in their lives. Green would be cool. There's an interesting new app from, if you go to the Huffington Post, do you ever look at the Huffington Post? All right, so this app that's there instructs you to put your finger over what? So ahead.
No, you really kind of, I don't know, because maybe you're in Arkansas, you're cutting out, but
yeah, we don't have a great connection.
I do give credence to what you're saying, because once again, it's all about that motivational aspect. You see, Doug, you've got to treat your belief as your guide. Then it will be yours and become part of your life. So look at it that way. Look at it as your belief system is your guide. Let that belief system guide you through your life, and that's when it will become a part of your life. And if this guiding force, this guiding light, call it whatever, is a positive light, only good and positive things will come into your life.
Mm-hmm. Lily Tomlin said once, for fast-acting relief, try slowing down. I think maybe that's as much as you're so full of fear, you're not going to get a job, you're going to run out of money, all of that stuff, take a deep breath and think about whatever he has told you. Check out his website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Uri, always great to have you here to help us reduce our stress and help us into the next phase of our lives. Talk to you again next week.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog con ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
This is Beyond Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Let me go back for a minute to this app that I was talking about from the Huffington Post that basically instructs you to place your finger over the lens and flash of your iPhone to get an instant breath per minute reading. Pretty interesting. In 1 minute, your breath will go down maybe by as much as 10. You'll watch the face of your phone gather and display the information. That's if you have this app. It's free. It's kind of fun. You can also attach stress reducers like music and pictures. The dog in your life, the children in your life, the grandchildren in your life. Put that up there, and you'll find yourself yourself becoming much more relaxed. Some people say listening to my voice is relaxing, and I think sometimes it can be. I find a lot of voices. Dick Summer was a great guy on the radio, and listening to him always made me relax. Because stress is a killer. It disrupts all of your happiness. It is a threat to everybody's well-being. It's a threat to relationships. So if you want to do something that's worthwhile, fight stress. Whether it's this app, whether it's meditation, whether you're going for a walk, take Uri's advice. Be mindful. Use your mind power. Because if you're not aware of what's going on in your life, what's going on in your body, then you'll pay a big price. You may pay with your life and certainly pay with your happiness. Who the heck would want to do that? So just a little food for thought here on the Doug Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oftentimes people ask me what's new at DougStephan.com, and I'm always happy to give them something. There's always something new when you are dealing with the likes of Warren Eckstein. He's the host of the Pet Show on hundreds of radio stations around the country every weekend. He's here with us to give us advice about kissing our pets and also whether or not a pink poodle is a good thing to walk around your neighborhood.
If you're a big dude and you're carrying, you're walking a pink poodle around, how do you do it and still pull off the manly side?
Plus, a definition of dognition coming right up here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Well, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, first of all, Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program is writing today about the pink poodle fight scene. Why? First of all, how do you get a pink poodle? Well, you have to dye the poodle pink, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's not that unusual. You know, years ago it was more popular, but they use natural food coloring. It's not harmful to the dog other than when he looks in the mirror and gets embarrassed. But the bottom line is this guy was walking his dog in Portland, Oregon. Another guy attacked him because the dog was pink and there was all kinds of gay things thrown back and forth. The moral of the story for me is, listen, if your dog is born gray, leave it gray. If your dog is born black, leave it black. I'm not into this whole thing of changing your dog's looks, whether it be ears or tail.
In the Asian countries, this is big now, isn't it, Warren?
Yeah, it is.
Making your dog look like a panda bear.
They do,
or
like rainbows
all kinds of crazy things.
And you know what? The problem is that, you know, it's kind of like our kids. We're not going to see the effects for a few years down the road, but a few generations down the road, we're going to have more problems, which is good for my business.
Perfect. Yeah, the dog psychiatrist.
The dog actually realizes, hey, I look different and I look stupid and I look silly and I'm embarrassed.
You know, dogs do get embarrassed. I did a whole segment on that once about dogs do get embarrassed, and if you watch them, their ears will go back, their eyes kind of, they look away. They really do get embarrassed, but people just don't care for some reason.
All right, you also are blogging on this new reality, food stamps for pets.
Yeah.
Where do you get food stamps? This is not a federal program, is it?
No, it's not a federal program, but it's something that's kind of needed. For example, where I am right now in Sedona, Arizona, we just started a food bank. Now, who would think in a small town like Sedona, Arizona, you would need it? But the first day the food bank opened up, over 150 people showed up because they really couldn't afford to keep up with their pets' food. And it's backed by a lot of the shelters, because if the people can help supply the food, chances of them turning in their dogs are diminished an awful lot. I think it's a great idea. I don't know about food stamps, but I think there should be more and more food banks. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that deliver Meals on Wheels for people, a lot of them are now teaming up with Humane Society so they can deliver food for the people's pets at the same time the people are getting their own food, which is a great idea.
All right. Cool. We had a poll this week at DougSteffen.com asking whether or not you kiss your pets. 47% of those who responded said yes, they did, because they're part of the family. 25% said no, that's disgusting, and all the rest of the stuff is in between. What do you tell people if they ask if it's safe or if it's okay to kiss one's dog? Especially because I kiss Charlotte.
I have been kissing dogs for my entire life, and I'm healthy as an ox. Listen, here's the bottom line. People, when they want to tell their dog that they did something good, what do? They give the dog a biscuit, right? Have you ever seen one dog give another dog a biscuit when they do something right? They go up to each other, they hug each other, they lick each other, they kiss. So I'm a big kisser. I love kissing dogs. Some people might say, well, have you gotten sick or can you get sick? You know what? You get a lot sicker from kissing some of the people I dated years ago than a lot of the dogs I hang out with. Listen to me. A dog's mouth is literally a little bit cleaner than a human. Now, think about this. The teeth are further apart. Less bacteria can grow. Cleaner mouth. Really, I prefer kissing dogs most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time.
All right, dognition. Have you heard this term?
I haven't. What is this now?
Dognition is something, according to this book anyway, that has been popular the last 10 years or so. It's about applying new discoveries, what you learn about your dog, to help understand its cognitive style. In other words, how does a dog learn? Does it watch? Does it smell? I think smelling is what they basically
learn from. There was just a new study. We'll talk about this. A new study now that dogs can recognize visual things. So I think it's a combination of everything, Doug.
All right. Thank you. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.